My name is Kelly Edwards. It's August 12th, and I am here with
Ryan Mulligan, General Registrar and Director of Elections for Goochland County.
Okay, first we have a few general questions. What is your biggest concern about the upcoming election?
Biggest concern? Anything that this is going to be the first, so for example, the permanent absentee list, just because it'll be our first time since it's been established. Okay. So I want to make sure that all works, nobody's missed, or, you know, something sent to the wrong address or something like that.
Do you have any other major concerns, or is that your real main one?
I wouldn't say concern so much, but just last year numbers were crazy, like for absentee, and we don't know what to expect. If that was just because it was a presidential, or are those numbers to be expected again, and how do we prepare for that?
Okay, do you feel like you have the resources, equipment, personnel, and training to run an effective election in November?
Yes.
The county election board is supposed to consist of two Democrats and a Republican under a Democrat governor. Mm-hmm. But in some areas, boards have had trouble finding willing Republicans and have appointed an independent instead, or another Democrat. What is the situation in this county?
We have two Dems and one Republican. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What about precinct staff? Are you able to have equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans?
We've done pretty well. It's kind of tough in some, overall, it's okay, but mm-hmm. of course in like a couple of precincts here and there, it's difficult to get our numbers.
Right.
Right. Okay. We have to shift, you know, people around from one precinct to another precinct.
To try to even it out?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is the County Board of Elections engaged in your work year-round or mostly just near elections?
Year-round.
Thank you. Now, a few questions on the voter roll. When was the last time the voter file in your county was scrubbed or cleaned?
I would need to know what you meant by that exactly.
I guess when they're saying scrubbed or cleaned, a lot of people, the other two counties said they got something from Department of Elections in July.
Right.
When it came out, mm-hmm. so I think that's been the most consistent okay. answer I have seen, and yes. I don't know, did y'all get that same
yes.
foul?
Yeah, that's why I assumed you were talking about
yeah.
it. I just want to make sure. There's the whole NCOA, NVRA process, and that did just happen July. I'm not sure on the exact date, but it was in July.
Okay.
And I believe 140 voters were canceled.
Okay. And does the health department, coroner, or Bureau of Vital Statistics send a list of deceased people to your office every month so they can be removed from the voter roll?
The way I understand that comes from the state.
Okay.
I do not receive anything directly from them.
So the state handles that on their end?
Yeah.
Okay. When was the last time the clerk of court submitted a list of individuals who declined to serve on jury duty on the basis of being a non-citizen?
To me? Directly? Yes. I do not believe I've ever received
okay. that. When was the last time your expressions are exact? Some of them are exactly what was to that question. That's why I smile. When was the last time you had access to the national change of address list or any other change of address list?
That is related to what we were just talking about, the okay. That whole process. Mm-hmm. So they send me the list of the voters on that list from my county.
Okay. And do they, I guess they send that monthly or just when there's a change, or is this when like that
July list?
List
thing, yeah.
And we don't really have a correlation as to when they send that out, I don't think, like.
So, well, it's a little, like, I've already received, so the whole process is the state sends out these national change of address things, and also if it's a move within the locality, right, then they just send us a list of these people moved from here
to here. Okay.
So.
All right. I guess what I'm asking, is it done like twice a year, once a year?
It's done every year.
Just once a year. Like, I guess, yeah, that would be the update. Okay.
But that's the beginning of the process. Right. That's what's used. If somebody's on this, that's what gets somebody declared inactive, is if, okay, one of these notices is sent out, let's say, and it's not returned, then they are marked as inactive, and then they don't vote for two federal elections, and then they're canceled.
Okay.
So
I think yesterday I'd come to the conclusion, like, it could take up to 8 years for someone to get canceled.
Yeah, it's a pretty big, it depends, yeah, where they fall. It could, yeah, because we have federal elections every 2 years, and it's, if they're declared inactive and then don't vote for two federals, so minimum 4 years.
Right.
Correct. It could, yeah, be as much as, I thought it was six, but I guess it could be eight.
Okay. Are you confident that the voter file is accurate and up to date?
As much as it can be.
Okay. How many households in your locality have more than 7 individuals registered at the same address?
Oh, I don't know that off the top of my head.
Okay. During registration, how do you verify that the voters are citizens?
I have no way of doing that.
Okay, so moving on, concerns were raised across the country about the accuracy and integrity of voting machines in the 2020 elections. There are 3 types of voting machines used in Virginia. Can you tell me which machines you use?
We use ES&S is the vendor.
Okay.
And they are the DS200,
okay,
model.
And is that the scanning? Mm-hmm. Okay. Who calibrates the voting machines, and can you explain the process?
What do you mean by calibrate?
I guess they come in to plug it up or reset it or...
Like, program it for
the next
election.
Right.
The electoral board and I do that. It's called logic and accuracy testing. We, okay, do it before each election.
Okay. And do you invite party representatives to witness that?
We're required by law to notify the parties if they're allowed to have,
okay,
representative.
All right. Are voting machines ever connected to the internet? If they are not connected, when and how are they updated? And I think we kind of just went.
Yeah, it uses a thumb drive,
okay,
essentially.
And so when you plug in the thumb drive, it just updates it with the new.
Right.
Okay. Many changes in election procedures were introduced in response to the COVID pandemic, and some people have argued that these changes weakened the integrity of the election process. As an election professional, do you think the changes made in the election process in Virginia in response to COVID have weakened election integrity, strengthened it, or made no change at all?
I'm sorry, can you...
Oh, yeah, I'll start over again. As an election professional, mm-hmm, do you think the changes made in the election process in the state of Virginia, mm-hmm, in response to COVID have weakened election integrity, strengthened election integrity, or made no change in it?
I don't, without specifics, like what changes you're speaking of, I'm a little wary to answer that, so I'll say
no. Okay. Did you receive any funding or any kind in-kind contributions for training staff, voter education, or equipment, or any other purpose from outside the state of Virginia?
I did not. We did not receive any money
from outside the state. Effective July 1st, Senate Bill 1097 eliminated requirements for voters to have a witness signature on absentee ballots for any election during a declared state of emergency. The governor has now rescinded the state of emergency. Mm-hmm. So how are you training your staff to ensure there is a signature match for the upcoming elections?
What do you mean by signature match?
So during, the way I have taken it, during COVID, you didn't have to worry if the signatures, like you got a ballot that was signed, absentee mm-hmm. ballot or drop-off ballot. Mm-hmm. The signatures are supposed to be matched to what's on file.
No.
Okay.
That's actually not, I don't know where you received that, but that's
okay.
Nothing.
I can take that back to
yeah.
Okay.
There has to be a signature.
There has to be a signature, okay. There's a lot of concern in Virginia and across the country about the security integrity of the ballot drop boxes. Mm-hmm. What are the chain of custody procedures for your ballot drop boxes?
So I have to make one point of clarification here. There's two different things. There are drop-off locations and there are drop boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We do not use drop boxes.
Okay.
We have two drop-off
locations. Okay.
We might have up to two drop-off locations. Actually, that's not true. Let me explain.
Okay.
So drop-off locations are required to be in the registrar's office and at any voter satellite that's being used, and then also at each precinct
okay.
on election day.
Right.
So before election day, if we're using the satellite, then we have two drop-off locations, which technically is, you know, it is a box, but drop boxes have a separate definition, I guess. So we have a drop-off location here inside the office and a drop-off location inside the satellite, voter satellite
okay.
office. At the end of each day, there's a like a chain of custody form
mm-hmm.
that needs to be filled out saying how many ballots were in the drop-off box, who collected them, and then how many did I receive here
okay.
in the office.
All right. Was there any time during the last election cycle when your drop boxes did not have video monitor, but you said there you did not have drop boxes?
Right.
Okay. So
that's why, they have different rules. If you're using
right.
a drop box, then that could be like remote, and then it has to be either under surveillance or
right.
manned.
Okay. I'm going to skip the next question because it's who is responsible for reviewing the video,
right.
and doesn't apply to you. All right. Our last section. To strengthen public confidence in the integrity of elections, we hope to expand our observation efforts and just have a few questions about election pages, nonpartisan observers, and party observers.
Okay.
Would you provide training and support or designate us to provide training and support for an election day page program as described in 24.2-604.3?
So we do not have a page program at this time.
Okay.
If we did, I would provide.
Okay.
Or this office would provide. Maybe even the electoral board.
Okay. Would you authorize nonpartisan election observers with the same rights as party representatives as described in 24.2.2 604.5A.
I'm sorry, I think you didn't say that
again. Let me repeat for you. Would you authorize nonpartisan election observers with the same rights as party representatives as described in 242.2-604.5?
I would have to discuss that with the electoral board.
All right. Would you authorize international nonpartisan observers from recognized election monitoring organizations?
Again, I'd have to run that by the electoral board.
Have your local party chairs ever been notified they are entitled to send observers to your office each day it is open and receiving in-person absentee ballots?
As in, like, did I personally send a letter to the
Yes, party I'd chairs? Say this, that's how I would take the question.
Don't know.
Okay.
Off the top of my head.
Do you have a publication that you provide to your election officials regarding rights and responsibility of observers?
Yes. In, I think which is the state puts out something like do's and don'ts or something.
Yes, that's what I've
heard. And that we provide that in the election, their supplies.
Okay. Well, thank you, because the survey is now complete. Okay. I'm going to provide you with the web address where this will be posted at, and it's a list of all the localities throughout Virginia. We're trying to cover every county.
And same questions?
Same questions. And so we provide the paper. And so, I mean, because we do know there was a lot of, you know, there's a lot of concerns around elections, and we're just trying to bridge that gap between the registrar offices and the community. And see if there's anything that we need to work on that might make some of these processes better. Okay. I'm going to end this recording.